Welcome to The Big Picture. I am Michael Sargent. You know, there's a few things on my mind today, and I guess it all comes from the events over the weekend and things that I've been involved with, things I've been doing. Well, I think I finally have had enough of certain things, and those certain things consist of images that I've taken, concepts that I've developed, and things that I've done. And, you know, being a guy that does do social media and likes to share certain photos, I get a little tired of, you know, copycats. You know, it's something that frustrates the hell out of me. And what I want to say on the topic is, the age-old theory has always been that in the world of photography, or anything for that matter, they always say that imitation is the most sincerest form of flattery. And maybe in some ways it is, but when it impacts your business, it's a little bit more than flattery. And what I have to say is, I don't particularly care for the fact that I will do images with lighting setups, and my agenda, you know, behind the camera has always been to create something unique for the client. That's why I spend a little bit of time getting to know who they are, and I like to go into a photo shoot with an understanding that the image that I'm taking, you know, is going to be something that my client is going to relish or hold close to their heart for a number of years. That's kind of my goal as a photographer. And I gotta tell you, it kind of pisses me off when, prime example is, I go out and do a concept photograph and implement a dream catcher into a photograph, and then I see people copying that. Well, that's cool if that's what people like to do, but what bothers me with people is, you can go ahead and do those types of images and really create some memorable moments for people, but when other photographers see that and it inspires them to do frames very similar to what I'm doing, it kind of gets frustrating, because what ends up happening is, instead of going to the person who originated a particular concept and having them do photos similar to that, it gets a little frustrating, because first off, instead of going to see the person that came up with the idea, they go see another photographer, and that work isn't quite as good as what it could have been if the customer would have just went to the original photographer who came up with the concept or the idea and had the photo shot by them. Now, something I want to point out, you know, in most recent months, I've done a lot of photography that implement, you know, puts natural light into the composition, and I use a combination of strobe and natural light to create certain images, certain looks and images. And something that I've really noticed a lot of lately is other local photographers doing the exact same thing or something very similar, but they're doing it through editing programs. And I guess if that's how they have to do it, okay. But in reality, the images are just not that good. And then one thing that I'm very, very against is having every single photograph that I take all have the same type of look. And that's what I see with people that like to copycat certain compositions that I do. So, I mean, I know it makes it sound like I'm some kind of a big deal, but, and I don't want to perceive that way. You know, I'm just a guy with a camera that likes to come up with creative compositions for my clients. And I guess the sad reality of it is that the original concepts or people's own creativity is just not as expansive as what you'd like to think that it is. It's, I have an idea and I go out and compose that idea. You know, I put that whole thing together, and I notice all of a sudden I see other photographers doing the exact same thing, you know, people in this general area. And what happens is the other photographers end up getting the business that potentially I should have had based on my concept. So yeah, it does kind of frustrate me, and that's why I always do things to keep it fresh. I don't do the same thing over and over and over again, like so many others do. It's frustrating for me when I see that, and it does say something about people and their creativity. So all I'm really getting at anymore is I've gotten to a point as a photographer where I don't worry so much about what others do. I don't pay attention. I don't follow their work. To me, it stifles my creativity. You know, I like to be inspired by my own ideas and create images that are unique to the client and have meaning to the client. Another prime example of images that seem to be, you know, copycat related are, you know, people's interests. Years ago, I started doing photos of bow hunters with their bows, and now I see that copied quite often, quite frequently. So, you know, one of the things that I always did to separate myself from other photographers was I like to refer to it, you know, who you are, and then photographing that person in an element that they're comfortable with. People, you know, years ago I started with athletes. You know, a lot of it was student athletes. We would showcase them in, you know, in their uniform or, you know, with equipment that is related to sports that they play. And then we create a very unique dynamic composition. And I've noticed that seems to be a huge trend lately with local photographers that want to kind of copycat my work. So one of the things that I look at, and I would really like to have happen, I would love for there to be some type of local contest, you know, determining, you know, who the better photographer is. Because I already know, and I know this sounds quite cocky and arrogant, that if that were to happen, I would definitely win it. I don't think beyond the... what I'm saying is I don't think like everybody else does. I do my own thing and I compose it my way. And the reason why I do that is because I want my own personal style in every photograph that I take. That's why I don't look at other people's work so much. I like to be inspired by my own thought, my own creativity. And something that I'm looking to do right now, and it's sort of a self-assignment, is a project with a dancer. You know, it's, and I'm not talking, you know, a stripper on a pole, although I could do that. My thought is more classically orientated. I'm looking at having a dancer come in and doing a special portrait type series of that dancer, using a lighting technique that the way I kind of feel is it's something I developed, something that I've done myself. So that's in the works right now. I believe that's going to be something that actually comes to fruition here very shortly. So we'll talk more about this after the break, but I want to welcome you to The Big Picture. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to the program. So we opened up talking about people, you know, just doing copycat stuff. Have you experienced this? I mean, I'd really like to hear from people that are listening to this podcast and get their take on it. You can contact this podcast and send an email or leave a voice message. There's plenty of options to provide feedback, and if the feedback is relevant, I'll put it right here in the program. So one of the things that I got to point out with this, you know, I mean, is it frustrating to see, you know, compositions or frames that you've done kind of copycatted? Sure it is. But I have to point out too that, you know, just because I come up with a concept does not necessarily mean that I own that style of photography. People have every right in the world to copy your work. The only thing that I can really suggest is that if you're going to come up with a frame, expect it to be copied. Because if it's your creativity and your plan and you put it together and someone isn't original enough to do their own frame, you can expect that work to be copied. That is photography. People draw inspiration from others' photography, and that's what people do. Not so much me. I like to be an originator when I take a frame. So that's kind of where I stand with it. And knowing what I know about other photographers and how they don't seem to have their own creative vision, it's just something that you have to live with. Do you like it? No, I know I don't, but I have to live with it. So it's what it all comes down to, and let me summarize this for you. Have your original ideas. And one of the things that I learned years ago about people being successful is to write down their ideas. If some massive percentage, I believe it's like 47% of all people who write down their goals, accomplish those goals, and they're successful people. I do that quite often, not as much as I should, but I do that quite often. And oftentimes when I have an original idea, I write that down. And I have a notebook that I keep track of all these things, and I actually develop the concept and actually get to a point where I shoot it. So it's just a thought. People can do whatever they want to do. Me, I have my way of doing things, and I guess it's kind of set in stone. So with that being said, let's move on to the next subject. In the past, I have talked about clipping path exclusive and the relentless barrage of emails and social media reach outs and all this other stuff. And I've publicly criticized them here on this show and sent messages through social media telling them to basically piss off. Well, would you believe it that last Friday, I received another invitation connection from Clipping Path Exclusive. And I was quite rude in my response to them, as I should be. Excuse me. That's been building up for a while. So you get everything on this show. You get my take, and then you can hear me sneeze. Isn't that cool? Not really. But I'm not going to edit it out because it just happened. At least it wasn't one of those nasty sneezes. So back to Clipping Path. I mean, this company literally is offensive to me at this point. Bangladesh-based. They're probably not subjected to spam laws that exist here in the United States. Not that that does any good, because you're constantly getting emails from advertisers, companies that you probably would not necessarily associate yourself with. Unfortunately, with my name being tagged as a photographer and them being an editing company who obviously does an awful lot of searching for photographers, these people don't quit. They're relentless. They're brutal. They constantly email you. One thing I can tell you is I don't like to be aggravated with that, but I do take great pleasure in sending them a nasty email back, letting them know that I would never do business with an outfit like theirs. So there's no nice anymore regarding that. Actually, there's not a lot of nice with anything when you're being spammed, when you're constantly receiving emails that you don't want. Enough of that. Okay, we're going to take a little break, and we will talk about the next topic on The Big Picture. All right, one of my favorite times a year, and I've mentioned it before, very recently as a matter of fact, fall. There's just something beautiful about fall. Leaves change colors, and it's just a beautiful time of year. So, as you may have just assumed, I record different segments of this podcast at different times, and I'm recording it right now in the middle of the woods, taking it all in, experiencing nature. And I got to tell you, it's an absolutely wonderful thing. Now, I'm sitting here watching two chipmunks scurry back and forth against this breaker wall that we have in at our cabin. And what's amazing about it is it's just like undisturbed. It's peaceful. And it's a great time to be out if you're a photographer. There are so many different things that are going on right now. You know, the environment is changing, especially if you're out here on a beautiful sunny day, you know, just experiencing nature, taking it all in. And I gotta say, this is kind of where, you know, I started cutting my teeth in photography years ago, was outdoors. And sadly, as things evolve, I don't get to do this as much as I used to. And it's disappointing, sometimes frustrating. But I can tell you, just being here today makes it magical. If you love photography, get out here. Enjoy the great outdoors. Just sit. Be patient. You never know what you're going to see. I never know what I'm going to see. And I've seen some pretty incredible things in nature. All right. That's going to wrap it up for this week's Big Picture. I hope you enjoyed the program. Hopefully, with any kind of luck, I'll be able to do like little shorts and go ahead and post them up for you guys. And if we get anything cool, I'll try to figure out how to transfer the photos to my phone. And if I can get them to my phone, then I can share them online with you. Thanks for listening to The Big Picture. I'm Mike Sargent. Peace.